Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio on the Cowboy Wisdom Radio Network. And how is everybody tonight? I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I'm the author of The Wisdom of a Cowboy, Letting Go CDs, and I have many hypnosis CDs on my website, cowboy-wisdom.com, and I have a book, The Wisdom of a Cowboy. But I also want to talk tonight about some people I'm involved with. Tom Ski with Be First Inc., Kevin, and him and Tom is good at building websites, but he also is good at building pages for Facebook. He's good for networking, but we also have some papers. We have the Bozeman Online News, the St. Aug News, the Sarasota News, the Orange County, the Sacramento, and several other papers for you to put your blog, your writings on. But the one I want to talk tonight about is a Bozeman Online paper. That is a paper that's going to be set up for people to put their stuff that Google News and some of the e-zine websites won't take, because people have a right to express their First Right Amendment rights, but we're so ingrained in this country anymore, we're getting too politically correct, and we're stuck in a rut. So anyway, Tom has started the Bozeman News newspaper just so people can have a place to put their stuff. And it's a very astute newspaper, and it's just really got some work to do yet. But you can put your writings there that won't fit on other e-zines, because I've had trouble with mine because I don't punctuate my self-help, because I let your subconscious mind pick out what means something to you, because what means something to me may not mean something to you. And Tom also has a lots of stuff, other stuff going on. But he's also very astute in connecting people to things. So it's Tom Ski at BeFirstInc.com. I mean, it's BeFirstInc.com, and Tom Ski at Tom at BeFirstInc.com is his email. But he's also very good. Tom is also very good with business news. He's also got the business news newspaper. And so you can write your business articles in there to expand your life and see where your life is going. So anyway, now I want to talk about, there's also a silent person here by the name of Sherry Gillum. She's a very astute, she likes doing videos and she likes doing logos. So anyway, that's the one with the graphical mind. And also we have Be Wisdom Publishing, Precious Gems Publishing, and Amy Legner has the right companion. Amy is probably one of the most astute editors in the business, and her website is therightcompanion.com, preciousgemspublishing.com, and Be-Wisdom. But her, and when you go see her literary art, she will take your literary art and expand it. And now I want to talk about Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching. What I do is I expand people's lives. And what I do is I make you look at yourself and look in the mirror to see where you're stuck in yourself. Instead of stuck on yourself, you're stuck in yourself. And that's the difference. And we're so ingrained to look outside of ourselves and to blame of flames and all this other stuff. But something I've discovered and I've really uncovered, it's about spinning your chakras. You have to feel your chakras in your inner self spinning clockwise. And then you can move your life forward. And that's is where life is really expanded, because you because we're all energy. No matter what happens, we're energy. And that's what the world is an energy. We're a spiritual energy because we're made up of hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, text, communication, and numbers. That's all life is. It's seven things, and we got it complicated. And that's what we do with our life, is we complicate life in every way. When you choose to quit complicating your life by thinking it's a whole bunch of stuff it isn't, your life will open up, and you will feel better about yourself. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And you can call in, and we can have a conversation. I love conversation, but, you know, people are afraid to expand their life. And because expansion means letting go in the now. And that's what we have to do, is we have to let go in the now. And because the past doesn't exist, but we think it does, because we're taught the past does exist, and it doesn't. All we have is present moment. Everything else is a fallacy. But we use it to stay ingrained in the mundane of the same. And, you know, you can do all this other stuff. You can go through this, and you can go through that, and you can do this. But until you engage in that inner self, your life is going to frizzle and spin in the same motions it's in right now. And so we're always asking for things we want rather than expanding into them. And I'm just starting to really understand this one. But it's about really saying what you really choose to do. And when you choose to engage in everything, you really start to move forward. And you know, you can set the goals, you can set the intentions, but until you have it in the gut, you're not going to go anywhere. And that's the thing. You will never go anywhere until you engage and your gut tells you you can. And that's an honest to God forthright truth. It's your gut. It's your stomach. It's spirit, body, mind. The mind is the tower of turmoil because it's a conscious. Oh, I can't. Oh, no, I can't. Yes, I can. No, I can't. See, it's a batter. It's the tennis ball you have in your mind that holds you back and keeps you locked in. The easiest thing we do is nothing. As long as we have the cynicism, pessimism, and fascism, everybody's okay. But what happens when you figure out that the cynicism, pessimism, and the fascism of the world is not going to work for you? It's not going to expand you. And that's the truth. Nothing's going to expand you until you expand yourself. Does that make sense? Because it's a letting go. We're so caught up in yesterday, and we're so caught up in the 30s and history, we're afraid to move forward today. But the intentions you set have to start in the heart. If your eyes and your heart don't feel into the intention, it's all a waste of time. And it's the tail end feelings and emotions you have when you set that intention. And you really want to let go of the word goal, because goal is a fool. It's a fool's thing. It's not about engaging in the inner sage. And that's what it's all about. You have to engage in that inner self to move your life forward. when you're engaged in that inner self, you're really engaged in moving your life forward. But however, how do you sit on your laurels thinking that it's the outside world that you have to engage in your dreams and your desires? They're the facilitators of the education. Your inner self, and your mind's eye is where it's at. And when you understand this, you will move your life forward and engage that self. The biggest fear people have is knowing who they are and seeing what's happening in their life. It isn't public speaking. It isn't this. It's really standing up and telling people that you have the clout to move forward. And see, we let egotistical berations take us down. I've been in and stood up, and the people have stood up and just berated me for speaking my piece. And then I bought into it, because the reason it happened and it got so challenging is I tried to justify. I tried to justify my position and my opinion, rather than undefend the opinion and stay in the moment and ask questions. I really got into doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. I was trying to one-up them and think. I was trying to outthink them rather than outlisten them. See, that's something you really want to do, is you want to outlisten the other person. And that's what it is. And when they go off on a tyrant, it doesn't matter. You want to stay focused on what is going on. And when you really quit trying to out-talk somebody and get into listening, you only have to do a tenth of the talking that you used to do. And that is what something else that the life in the world will really engage you in. Because until you really understand listening, you're spinning your wheel. And when you read something that makes you go, huh, you want to read that until it doesn't go, huh, no more. And I've learned to write in a way of rhymes. And when I write in rhymes, I'm really looking to expand the world. But you never expand the world with what you think and what you know. You'll only expand the world with what you understand and how you listen to the new eavesdrop on the wisdom of the world. That's where you'll really expand your life and really move your life forward. When you go into something thinking you've got it all figured out, you're going in for a collision with a challenge that will expand your life. And that will actually happen when you engage in your own dreams. Anybody can dream, but it takes somebody willing to let go of what they think and know to experience a dream. It's what you're willing to see in the moment. It's something that just come to me. You want to live every moment as a baby. You want to be an infant in every second of your life. Because when you're an infant, you're unattached to what's going on. You're seeking to expand. And that's where the world is really has let themselves down. And, you know, that's something I've let myself down on. I went in thinking this is what I am. And when I first got in personal growth, I thought I was into all this positive stuff. And then I said, well, I'm positive. And I wasn't any more positive than a king cobra when I was mad. It isn't until the last 3 years I understand what is really starting. And I'm still just very much an infant in this. It's when I let go of what I think is and let go of what I think isn't. Because what is, isn't. And what isn't, is. It's just like the economy today. It's low wages and all the money at the top the money isn't still turned down. And whose fault is it? Who knows? Who cares? But there is money in the world for you. But here's the thing. You got to bust loose from the money game, get into the innovation game, and open out yourself. And what is the innovation? And to be successful, you're going to be a small business type successful, you're going to have to engage in a learning experience. And it's expand your kingdom of wisdom to be the squire of your empire. That's what will move your life forward. You want to throw the cynicism out because it's useless bathwater. You want to throw cynicism out with the bathwater because the world is so cynical right now. If you say anything different, people are afraid. Well, it's time to engage in fears because cynicism is just pessimism. Isms are I sold my soul. We got to let go of the ism of I sold my soul. And open it out, I sell my goods for a high profit because I expand the universal vista. And so when it gets right down to it and you start letting go, what is the most absolute thing you think is the absolute truth? And how is that your biggest limitation? Everything about life is a limitation. Because when you expand from limitation to limitation. You have a breakthrough, but you're into a new limitation. And how is everything about that you're thinking about the breakthrough that's holding you back? That's where this world is really in a full-blown challenge, is we hold ourselves back because we refuse to engage in that inner sage. Because if you go inside yourself, somebody's going to say, oh, my God, what kind of kook is that? And that's the biggest lie in the world. Unless somebody thinks you're crazy, you're not thinking big enough. Because they think you're crazy because they're lazy. And that is something else you have to really expand into. But when you think you're lazy, how are you actually being inventive? And how are you, when people think you're lazy, you're actually in a moment of silence to expand your life. Busy, productive, active does not always get it done. Sometimes you have to step back, relax, and get quiet and see a new way. Because a noisy mind is a busy mind is a dizzy outcome. A relaxed mind relaxes and chillaxes into the desired outcome. That is where the life is lived. Because when you're chillaxed, you're taking the pill of sapience. When you're noisy and boisterous, you're taking the pill of pain because you're in a no-gain situation. When I unbind the mind, I let go of the pain. When I let go of the pain, I unbind. I cut the lashes, slashing what's holding me back. Little rhyme so it'll expand your mind to understand you live in prime time. That is something you really have to open up to, is to live in prime time. And you let go of the now, you live in the now, and you live in the prime time of now. That is something you really have to really, really understand. Because if you're thinking, oh, I got to rechange that thought, I got to transform this, you expand in the moment, you energize in the moment. You experience the moment and you enterprise in the moment. That's all you have. But you got to have a forward vision. Because everything you always done, you already done. It's everything you choose to expand through is where the thoroughbred is for you to ride and go forward. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will take you to the paradigm of success. You want to surf the seas of success. Swim in the oceans of wealth and lay on the beaches of bountiful abundance in today and every day in a picture-perfect way. Because we're so ingrained with pain, we think if we ain't pain and suffering, we're not doing what the Bible says, we're not doing what history says, we're just not doing anything we're supposed to be in, which is the pain of ingrained pain of yesterday. And that is the biggest fallacy in the world right there. When you let go of the fallacies of pain, change, transformation, heal, and create, you're going to escape and donate to your own cause, and you're going to expand your energies and unleash that entrepreneurial, enterprising genius within yourself. But you really have to let go of what you think you know, and know what you think is your limitation. Until that transpires, you're going to stay stuck. And you let the situation expand you, because that situation is going to bring you people, events, and an inner dialogue that will expand you and move your life forward. And that's an absolute truth. And when you're in the truth, you're in the wild blue yonder, yearning to earn, because you discern, you have the mind to expand, and you have that intuitive intuition to really have to pay the tuition to live your desired life. That's all daily events are, is you're paying your tuition to be successful. That's what your daily life does. But when you refuse to talk to somebody, or you refuse to email them back or something because you're too good for them, or you think you're smarter, or you think you're something, you're the one that's living in the disease of fear. You're smearing your fears from you with an arrogance. You cannot teach egotistical arrogance. You can't expand egotistical arrogance. All you can do is be egotistically arrogant. You can't expand out of it until you let go. But you can change egotistical arrogance into more or less, but you really want to expand out of it. Because egotistical arrogance thinks it knows everything, and what everybody else does is wrong. This world is so egotistically arrogant right now, it's like a parrot. You do a probably want a cracker? It's all about business. Everything's about business. This guy's a job creator. Well, Obama's job creator for General Electric is just shutting down a 115-year-old plant in Wisconsin, moving it to China. You know, that's GE's prerogative, but here's the thing. They're going to lay off men and women, mothers and dads of kids that are serving in the military. CEO wants the men and women's children, but he don't want to hire them and pay them. See, business has a fiscal responsibility to the economy and the country. The CEOs of today were probably Tories in the Revolutionary War. And that's something to think about, because they're not for this country. They're for the dollar. And what did the Revolutionary War really come down to? As being the dollar, because King George wanted them. Well, when you don't want to share your dollars with your fellow citizens, you're not much of a patron to that country. That's something you have to really think about. You can move all the jobs overseas. The American people and the people in the blue-collar class, we will rise again, because we have the intuitive, but we have the physical skills that they don't have upstairs. And that's why the companies are having challenges. They don't have the physical skill to do it. You got to have an innovative mind with physical skills. You cannot just have an innovative mind, because anybody can draw lines on paper. And as an electrician, what we see today has nothing to do with what we could do yesterday. Used to be, if you had to move something, it was a rarity. Now, if you don't do it 5-6 times, it's a rarity. So we have lost the sand to expand in this country, because we don't want to move forward. Because as long as we got somebody to blame, we got something to bitch our itches about, we're okay. It's time we quit bitching the itch and let go of the pain and start undraining the pain into the sewer and let the pure go that way and open out our pure, clear energies and start innovating this country back to wealth and success. The sooner we take corporate America out of the agenda of our lives, the better off we'll be. No business is successful without people. You can lower the wages. You can do everything. You can move all the businesses to China and you take money out of the working man's hands, you're taking money out of your own way pretty soon. And yes, China is one of the up-and-coming countries. And them people have resolve over there. But here's the thing. How can that man look somebody, a serviceman, in the eye and say, well, I laid off your mom and dad, but I thank you for protecting me. If you don't help the mom, if you don't pay the mom and dad, how come you just hurt the kid? You know, this country is so college-educated, greedy, that we can't see the tree for the forest. And we are really putting a hurt to our own self. And that is something we're really doing in this country. But the people of the United States and the people of the world, we will be okay because we have the physical intuition and the intuitive nature to move forward. And one thing about it, you know, some of the CEOs, Buzz, they're creating a challenge coming up that they're going to be down into the working class, and they may not be where they're at. Because this world is going to have a day of reckoning. It always does. You know, greed always meets with impedance. Greed is need creating inept impedance that will cause an education. And it's going to be a challenging education for everybody, but here's the thing. They've happened throughout history, and we've never learned our lesson. That is something else we have to really think about. And that's what I do with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, is I engage the people in their inner stage to page that innovative intuitiveness to invent a book, a song. It's going to take people talking to people to move this world forward. And that's where the world will really expand. But you see, you can't wait for businesses of the world to take us forward because they forgot the people. Because our country is just like the seasons of the year. You have your rainy season, your dry season, your freezing season, and you get your summer, winter, and fall. But together, they got to move forward. And when business forgets about the people, soon the businesses do not exist. And there is a long, that's a long, long ways to going forward in our life. And it's really about us letting go of what we know and really start engaging in that person we are. So what, if you sit down, what kind of book would you write? Right? Sit down, what kind of song would you write? What kind of gadget do you have? What do you have in you that you could use around the world? Computers put us worldwide. So what are you good at, and who does what you're not good at? They're good at that. You know, this is going to be like a corporation, but it's going to be individual people talking to individual people. And anyway, I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And go check out the St. Aug News and the Bozeman Online News. Check out Be First Inc. Precious Gems Publishing, Be Wisdom Publishing, The Right Companion. And you can see Sherry's graphic work all over. Anyway, I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and my website is cowboy-wisdom.com, and my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I want to thank you. And tomorrow night, we're here. I don't know whether it's me or somebody else. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, and everybody have a good evening.